Next is Sonnet 147. My love is as a fever longing still for that which longer nurseth the disease, feeding on that which death preserved the ill, the uncertain sickly appetite to please. My reason, the physician to my love, angry that his prescriptions are not kept, hath left me, and I desperate now approve, desire is death, which physic did except past cure I am. Now reason is past care, and frantic mad with even more unrest, my thoughts and my discourse as madness are, at random from the truth vainly expressed. For I have sown the fair and thought that bright, who art as black as hell, as dark as night. So this sonnet comes under the Dark Lady Sonnets, which is from 127 to 154. It's about the Dark Lady, and usually the poet uses harsh and offensive language to describe the Dark Lady. So as you know, the Shakespearean sonnet has three quatrains and concludes with a rhyming couplet. So here the poet begins, "My love is as a fever longing still." So my love for you, it is continuing like a fever. It is as a disease and is still there. For that which longer nurseth the disease. So I am mad with my disease. I strongly love you. Feeding on that which doth preserve the ill. Feeding on that illness. I am ill in my heart and I am ill in my head also. Physically, I have fever, but mentally I am strongly in love with you. So my love is as a fever longing still. It's like a fever and it is longing for you. And it is still continuing. And the disease is also continuing. Feeding on that which doth preserve the ill. The uncertain sickly appetite to please. So I am confused whether I should strongly love you or I should cure that disease. The thing is uncertain. I found a battle inside my mind. My heart says one and my says another. So it is uncertain. My reason, the physician to my love, angry that his prescriptions are not kept. So here personification, that is my reason, the physician to my love, angry that his prescriptions are not kept. I am not taking medicines for my physical illness or my bodily disease. And my mind is also longing for you. So the physician to my love is strongly angry towards me because I am not following his suggestions or prescriptions. Hath left me, so the doctor has left me, and that is I am not taking these medicines for my physical ill health. And I desperate now approve, desire is health. Finally, I dip approving that desire is death. I am accepting you. My longing for you is available for me. I am not caring about my physical health. I am always focused on my mental illness. Desire is death. Which physic did except past cure I am, now reason is past care. It indicates an old proverb that if the patient is incurable, care will not help him. So past cure I am, now reason is past care. If it is not to cure a patient, then leave it. And frantic mad with even more unrest. So the illness of my mind is too heavy that I am strongly in love with you and it is in a severe and gives me unrest. My thoughts and my discourse as mad as at random from the truth vainly expressed. So my thoughts, my actions, everything indicates the strong love for you. My mind and body is very ill. Mentally, physically, I feel a battle inside. At random from the truth vainly expressed. So I am strongly expressing my desire to you. My thoughts and also my behavior strongly expresses the love towards you. And I am as mad as that. For I have sown the fair and thought there bright. Who art as black as hell and as dark as night. So here he says that desire is death. So I have a strong desire for you, a desire for the flesh. So it's a biblical allusion that for to set the mind on the flesh is death, but to set the mind on the spirit is life and peace. So I am here, I am finally setting my mind on you. That is desire for you. It means setting the mind on materialistic pleasure. So I have sown the fair and thought there bright, who art as black as hell and art dark as night. So you are dark as night and also as black as hell. So darkness is the absence of light. So it means the presence of evil, the evil desire in mind, the desire for you, the desire for the flesh. So I have sown the fair and thought you bright, who art as black as hell and as dark as night. So I have sown the fair. I want the brightness in you. I want a life, the light of life in my life. But you seem to be very dark and as black as hell, because I have a strong desire for you. So here the poet regards the love he holds for his mistress and as a lover. That is, here suffering from fever also. So we can see an internal battle in his mind with his reason and his love for his mistress. That is a battle between head and a confusion between head and heart. And he finally realizes that his love is prominent, and the love for his mistress make him healthy and stable and life, and the confusion comes to an end. And he gives up his thinking and accepts his love for the dark lady. So it's a Shakespearean sonnet, and the rhyme scheme is ABAB, CDCD, EFEF, GG, written in iambic pentameter. And sonnet number 147 is included in Dark Lady Sonnets. That is from 127 to 154. And Fair Youth Sonnets is from sonnet 1 to sonnet 126. And these sonnets celebrate a young male love and also admire the beauty of the young male. And in this sonnet, that is sonnet number 147, it is inspired by an ending passage from Philip Sidney's The Old Arcadia, to quote, "Sick to the death, still loving my disease." So in the first stanza, he is treating a love and sickness as parallel, and also it has linked the concepts. That is, both his love towards the mistress and also his mental sickness. Whether he is confused, whichever is prominent, the love towards God or the love towards his dark lady. So finally, he settles it that he is more attracted towards the dark lady. That is, desire is death. If he desires the lady physically, it will be affecting his body. And in the second stanza, he's talking about a knowledgeable physician. That is the mind. And the biblical allusion is desire is death. That is, to set the mind on the flesh is death, but to set the mind on the spirit is life and peace. If you devote your life to the God, your life will be in peace. And if you more interested in materialistic pleasures, that is consuming flesh or infatuation, it will end your life. And in the third stanza, he is worsened with sickness. That is, past cure I am, now reason is past care. Alludes to a old proverb, that is past care, past cure means if the patient is incurable, care will not help him. If he is not able to cure, then there is no need in caring the patient. So here he is strongly devoted to or attracted to the dark lady. He wants the love from that lady. So in the rhyming couplet, the clear evidence for his madness described as fair, bright, black and dark. So darkness is not simply the absence of light, but the presence of evil. To conclude, for I have sown the fair and thought you bright. That is, I think you are the brightness of my life. You are as bright as there. You are giving life to me. My love is so strong towards you that I have sown the fair and thought you so bright. But physically you seem to be as black as hell and as dark as night, because my love towards you is an attraction towards your body. So it can be said as it is black, or it is consuming flesh, or it is devilish in nature. So once more we'll recite the sonnet. My love is as a fever longing still for that which longer nurseth the disease, feeding on that which doth preserve the ill, the uncertain sickly appetite to please my reason, the physician to my love, angry that his prescriptions are not kept, hath left me, and I desperate now approve desire's death which physic did accept. Past cure I am, now reason is past care, and frantic mad with even more unrest, my thoughts and my discourse as madness are, at random from the truth vainly expressed, for I have sown the fair and thought their bride, who art as black as hell, as dark as night. So my love is as a fear, my extreme love for you is like a fever, a longing still for, it's still a longing, I am still longing for your love, for that which longer nurseth the disease, for the love, I want to consume our love, I am still nursing the disease of my mind, feeding on that which death preserve the ill, feeding on the love, I am still living because of your love, and I am also ill with my heart and mind. The uncertain sickly appetite to please. I am uncertain whichever is prominent. Is it the sickness to my mind or the sickness to my head? It's sickly appetite to please. I am strongly in love with you. It's a strong appetite. I want to please you. My reason, the physician to my love, angry that his prescriptions are not accept. I am not following my head or not following my reason. He is my reason, because I am rejecting what my mind, my head says, that I want to care by body. But now I am not caring my physical health. I am longing for your love. So my head is angry towards me. He hath left me, and I desperately now approve desire is death. So my head or my intellect, my ability of reason has left me, and I desperately approving that my desire is death. I have a strong desire for you, which physic did accept, past cure I am, now reason is past care. So desire is death. If I am not caring my body, maybe my body will end, or it will hug the death. I have prominence for the desire towards you, which physic did accept, past cure I am, now reason is past care. If a person is not able to cure, then leave that person. No care is needed. And frantic mad with even more unrest. I am becoming more mad towards you. My love is strong. It's reflecting the madness in me. My thoughts and my discourse as madness are. My thoughts, my behavior, my habits, everything is centered on you. I'm really mad of you. Or random from the truth, vainly expressed. So, I'm expressing vainly the truth. That is, I am strongly in love with you. My desire is you. For I have sown the fair and thought their bright. I have sought to accept the light of you. My love is you, and I thought their bright, who art as black as hell, as dark as night. Though you soon seem to be more dark or more black as hell, I want the light in you, which lit the life in me. So come to me.